This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 96 for Friday, October 7th. I'm Adam Pilashotti. The ICE Futures canola market was struggling to find a certain direction on Friday, despite rises in crude and vegetable oils. Sunny skies were in the forecast for much of the prairies, with high temperatures in Alberta and Saskatchewan reaching the high teens to low 20 degrees Celsius range. The mercury in Manitoba will only be slightly above 10 degrees, with frost a possibility overnight. The Canadian dollar remained unchanged, just shy of the 73 U.S. cent mark. The Chicago soy complex had gained positive momentum after a slow start to Friday. Meanwhile, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were all higher, with crude oil gaining more than $3 per barrel. The November canola contract was up $1.70 per ton at $868.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains at the end of the week. Corn prices moved higher ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand report, which will be released on Wednesday. The average trade guess was for 2022-23 carryout to drop 93 million bushels to 1.227 billion, with production totaling 13.9 billion bushels. Corn plantings in Brazil are under favorable conditions, while in the U.S., below-freezing temperatures have been forecast as far south as Missouri until Saturday. The December corn contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.83. Along with weather conditions affecting corn in the U.S. Midwest, soybean prices gained strength as a result of spillover from both soy oil and soy meal. For Wednesday's USDA report, soybean carryout was estimated to rise 45 million bushels to 244.8 million, despite production estimates ranging from below to above the USDA September numbers. Brazil's Ag Ministry projected its own soybean production at 152 million tons, an increase of 21%. The November soybean contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.67. Wheat had been struggling to find direction in all three varieties before closing on a positive note. Analysts expect the USDA to cut its wheat carryout by 47.5 million bushels to 562 million. Global wheat stocks are expected to tighten by 8 million tons to 262 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.80. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.69. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.74. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, October 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pilashotti. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.